Pope Francis travels to Jordan, the West Bank, and Israel this weekend. He says the trip will be strictly religious and aims at praying for peace in the region. But it's bound to be a very sensitive visit. From Jerusalem, Daniel Estrin explains why.
The last stop on the Pope's tour is perhaps the biggest subject of controversy. He's conducting Mass in the room the Catholic tradition says is where Jesus had his final meal with his disciples, the Last Supper. Thing is, beneath the ground floor of the same building is where Jews believe the biblical King David is buried. And for many ultra-Orthodox Jews, that's a problem.
Breaking the status quo will be a problem because according to Jewish law, Jews will not be able to pray there.
Rabbi Avraham Goldstein was one of a few hundred who wailed prayers near the holy site last week to protest a rumor that Israel is planning on transferring it to the Vatican. Vatican officials say they don't want to take control, just more access. Israel restricts Christian prayer there to just 2 days a year. Ultranationalist Jews are up in arms about the negotiations over the building and the Pope's visit in general. Suspected Israeli vandals sprayed graffiti recently in Jerusalem.
They wrote words of hate against Arabs and Christians, demanding Christians to leave the country and things that really are not nice, to say the least.
Father Juan Solana is a Vatican envoy in Jerusalem. He runs the Vatican-owned Notre Dame Guest House, an historic Christian site where the Pope will meet the Israeli prime minister. It's one of the Christian sites targeted by hate graffiti in recent weeks. Police have not caught the vandals.
I did not see any real action against the perpetrators of these things. And I suppose that all the security we have in Israel, the police must know who made these things, or can easily find them. So one can reasonably ask if there is really a will, a determination to stop this or not.
Another problem, security, says Father David Neuhaus, who's helping organize the visit.
We need now to negotiate between the way that the Pope would have liked the visit to be and the way that the visit is going to unfold in the real world. And the real world into which the Pope is coming is a world that is very concerned with his security.
Pope Francis is a down-to-earth guy. He likes to go into crowds and greet his flock. But Israel wants to keep the Pope at a safe distance because of the very real threat of attack. Chana Benkowski is involved in Jewish-Christian relations in Jerusalem and says she's met with Israeli officials about the security arrangements.
The Pope doesn't like to come in the bulletproof windows car. He preferred to have direct contact with the people. He doesn't want to feel that he's threatened. And since the army, the police is so worried that something would happen to him, they would avoid allowing people to even looking through the window when he passes the streets. So he won't see even the community or the local people in Israel while he's driving through the streets of the city.
There are other conflicts Pope Francis will have to navigate on his trip. He's coming to meet the spiritual leader of the world's Greek Orthodox Christians. It's part of an effort to patch an historic rift between the two churches. And the Pope won't be able to ignore the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He'll visit a refugee camp of Palestinians who fled or were kicked out of their homes in 1948 when Israel was founded. Palestinian artisans made a cross with chunks of cement from Israel's separation barrier, which they hope to give to the Pope. And he'll have an audience with a select group of Palestinians. Juliette Benoura and her husband and young daughters were chosen to be there. She says she'll ask the Pope to press Israeli and Palestinian leaders to go back to the negotiating table.
We need to live in peace. You know, enough is enough. You know, my mom told me like very painful stories about the 1948 war and the 1967 war. And seriously, I do not want to tell my children painful stories too. I want to tell them like good stories.
Tensions, rumors, security concerns, conflicts. It's a lot for a 3-day trip, even for a pope. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.